Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in the fight capital of the world. We're at the top-ranked gym here in Las Vegas. I'm joined by the dream, Devin Haney. Not long to go now with you and George Kambosos Jr. What does it feel like fighting for the undisputed title?
Man, it's a dream come true. I finally get my shot at all the belts. This is something that I've always dreamed of, but still got a lot of work to do. I still got to go in there and win and collect it, but I'm happy that I got my shot.
It's very rare for fighters to fight for an undisputed title ever. You're doing it at such a young age. Did you realize or did you dream, envisage that it happened at this stage of your career?
Yeah, I never thought it would happen this early. A lot of fighters fight their whole career and they be at the top level and they still never get their shot at an undisputed world title. So I'm thankful that I got my opportunity. I thank God for it. And I look forward to showcasing everything that I'm made of on June 4th.
I'm sure months ago, a couple of years ago, you thought you'd be fighting for the undisputed title with the likes of Teofimo Lopez or a Tank or maybe even a Ryan Garcia. But you go up against George Kambosos Jr. What did you take of his win against Lopez? And were you shocked by the result?
He went in there and he did what he was supposed to do. He got the job done. I can't take nothing away from him. He was a better man that night. And it is what it is. He's the next guy in line. It didn't matter who it was. If it was T.O., if it was him, no matter what, I wanted to fight for the undisputed. And here we are.
What dangers does George present?
He's a durable guy. He's tough. He comes in shape. He trains hard. But there's nothing that he does better than me. I got more speed in him. I got more power to him. Better ring IQ. It's nothing that he could do to beat me.
I'm sure you thought you'd be fighting for the undisputed title here or somewhere in the States, but you go to Australia. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I definitely thought that, if I would be fighting for. I didn't see myself fighting overseas for probably ever in my career. With me being champion, I just never thought that it would happen. But it's boxing. Anything can happen. And here we are. I have no problem. I didn't sign up for it once. I signed up for it twice. So that's how much of it, that's how cool with it I am.
Devin, I haven't spoke to you since you've done your deal with Top Rank. Obviously, you're on Matchroom and DAZN show. So what were your thoughts about the deal being landed on an ESPN broadcast with Top Rank and not with your previous partners in Matchroom and DAZN?
I mean, at the end of the day, business is a business. Of course, I was signed to Eddie and Matchroom and DAZN. I thought that, the fight was going to come through them, but the way that it was set up, it happened to, I go with Top Rank and ESPN, and it is what it is. It's business, and we move past that, and we prepare for June 4th.
Can I just ask, how was that relationship left with Eddie and Matchroom?
Oh, it's a great relationship. At the end of the day, they understand business is a business, and I had to do what was best for me, best for my career. I thank them for everything. I thank Eddie. I thank DAZN for putting me in position. I thank them for everything. They made me into the fighter that I am today. They made me into the star that I am today. And I couldn't thank them enough for it. You know, they did a lot for me. They were good to me.
As you mentioned earlier in the interview, if, in your opinion, when you beat George Gambosis Jr. in Australia, the rematch will have to take place again in Australia. Did you guys try to change that and get a rematch done in America?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we proposed in the beginning. We said something like that, but it never really like it wasn't too much dialogue about it. They were firm on what they wanted as far as negotiations. They didn't change not one thing. It never was one thing that they were open to changing. But the one thing that I demanded was fair judging, and that was it.
Have you planned when you're going to travel to Australia?
Yeah, I'm actually supposed to leave Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to be out there for 3 weeks, just getting acclimated and getting used to the climate and everything that Australia has to offer.
No worries on that front, getting used to obviously different time zones and weather, et cetera.
Yeah, no worries about that. It is what it is. I'm prepared mentally for it. I understand that, you know, I'm going to be in a different environment, but sometimes we perform better when we're uncomfortable.
Where's your hype man? Is he here yet?
Man, he's late, man. He's late.
You better tell him off. Can you just give me, I know we're a month out, but can you give me a prediction how this fight goes and pans out with George Gambosis Jr.?
Me being victorious by any means necessary. I feel like I said, there's nothing that he does better than me. And, he's a tough guy, but I will use his toughness and his heart and all that against him. It will backfire.
Devin Haney, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Safe travels to Australia on Sunday, and I'm sure we'll try and catch a word with you before the fight, all right?
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.